On May 16th, 2011, this is pulling you number 65. Greenbridge friends, it's Michael here at Bridge Hands, and this is day one, part one, of Incredible Defenders with Attitude. Okay, let's begin. While we all love to be declarers, unless we're busy bidders, that should really only happen 25% of the time. So 50% of the time, good defenders make use of numerous tactics to ensure that they take all their tricks. Some of the top favorites we use include the opening lead. Yes, for better or worse, the opening lead often determines the outcome of the hand. And while no one always makes perfect leads, the player who makes the best lead most of the time scores more tricks in the long run. And how about third hand play? Signaling. Yes, after partner has led a suit, in the third hand, there's far more to the game than just remember that general axiom, third hand high. Aside from a third hand's duty to immediately take tricks, good players always strive to effectively communicate various signals with their partner using an assortment of signaling methods depending upon the situation at hand. And how about playing on the opponent's lead? Yes, possible signals we can have there, even when the opponents have led, either in the second or the fourth seat, on occasion we have opportunity to communicate with our partner using a variety of signals there as well. And probably hardest and most potent of all is inferences. Yes, during bidding play as well as hand evaluation, there are entire libraries that have been written about the logical deductions associated with evaluating one's assets while deducing the other player's cards. That would be both honors and length based upon everyone's bidding and play. Well, my, that's a lot to consider. Let's get into a couple details. When making opening leads, some of the defender's favorite strategies include playing the top of an honor sequence, a suit such as King, Queen, Jack 5 times, or Queen, Jack 10 4 times, or even Queen, Jack skipping 1, 9 4 times. Those broken honor sequence suits. So whenever we can lead an honor sequence, it oftentimes gives us a good chance to pin something in the dummy, or at least show our partner where our aggregate strength is. Another favorite is playing ace from ace king. When we're blessed to have both an ace and a king, good things can happen. We can take a look at the dummy. We can indicate to partner that we also have a king for the suit, and partner can give us count signals, partner can give us attitude signals, and we get a chance to look at the dummy and see what we want to do next. And count signals are very important. Oftentimes we lead our fourth best from a suit. Our count signal might be top of doubleton, or to partner playing a high-low, showing a doubleton in a suit, or an even count, and so forth. And then there's the old axiom, Boston, playing bottom of something, an honor, or top of nothing, top of something where we do not have an honor suit. Another is leading partner suit. Yes, when partner has bid a suit, upon doing an assessment of the overall strength of the hand, we oftentimes like to lead partner suit, getting us off to a good start. And for third hand play, when that opening lead is made and the dummy comes down, we want to analyze partner's lead. Same later on in the hand. We don't automatically play third hand high. While it's a good general concept and we play the lowest of touching sequences, we oftentimes have other considerations before making the lead. Did partner lead a sequence suit? Was it bottom of something or top of nothing? Were they leading into our hand where perhaps they know we have the only available tricks and they have none, or vice versa? And unable to win, we can oftentimes show a signal. Could be an attitude, perhaps a count, or a suit preference. We'll talk about this more. And how about when dummy actually wins the trick, they become the boss? Well, we can still show count or perhaps suit preference signals. And then we have these special situations, and we'll see some today also. Things where we need to unblock, or perhaps ask partner to underlead when they played ace from ace king, and we have a queen in our hand, and we want them to come right through to us on the queen. How do we signal that? We'll cover those today. Okay, let's try our first hand. South is a dealer in spades. Ace, queen, 10, 5 times, and hearts, jack, 10, 3 times. Clubs, ace, king, tight, and in diamonds, 3 intermediates, no help. So we have 6 points in spades. 1 for distribution is 7. 1 in hearts makes 8 with a connected 10. Ace, king, and clubs, another 7, will give us 15 high card points. Are you inclined to open this one, no, Trump? I don't think so. We really have all of our honors in the black suit. Even though we have 15 points, and some would heart suit, they might be inclined to bid one no Trump so they don't have a rebid problem. Here we have a lot of our honors in our spades and our club suit. So we're going to start with one spade. Over to West in hearts, ace, king, four times. It's a 4-4-3-2. No bid there. In North, in spades, nice help. King, jack, three times. There's 4 points. In hearts, 8-7-4, no help. In clubs, a reasonable suit. Jack, 10, 8-7, there's another one, brings us up to 5. And in diamonds, good suit. King, jack, 9, 9 points. But a 4-3-3 shape, well, it's on the high end of a two-spade bid, isn't it? So two-spade will be the response. Over then to East. East has a 4-3-3. In diamonds, ace, queen, 10, 8. In clubs, queen, third. And in hearts, queen, third. In spades, 9, 8, 7. No bid. So it's a pass. Back to South. Do you want to bid some more? Well, let's look at it from a losing trick count perspective. We have 3 losers in diamonds and 3 losers in hearts. And possibly 1 loser in spades, it looks like. So with 7 losers, we normally don't want to invite. We need a 6 loser hand. So with these punky values in the red suits, we should just sign off into spades, even though we have 15 points, effectively. Okay, so the opening lead, well, here's a situation where we have ace from ace king. We'll get a good look at the dummy and see what to do next. So we lead the ace of hearts, and everybody follows to the suit. As always, aces don't gather much moss, 4-3-2. So how about east situation? They do have queen third. They could have signaled an encouraging attitude, couldn't they? But they didn't. Now, what's that all about? Well, they looked at the dummy and they said, no, we don't want heart continuation. We want you to switch. And we're hoping that partner over in West has a good sense on which suit to play next. Club suit, we can always get those later. Heart suit, discouraging. Spade suit, the declarer will play those quick enough. So it looks like with this tennises and diamonds, this is the suit to lead. So, okay, we'll play a low diamond. A 9 is played from the dummy by the declarer, and we cover it with the 10, the lowest of equals. All right, we believe that partner does have the king. They led ace from ace king. Leading an unprotected ace is not good style. So we're going to go ahead and play a heart back to, ostensibly, West king. We play a 9, and fortunately everybody's following to the suit, and partner wins with the king. So once again, they should continue diamonds. They know that if we won with a 10, the declarer, if they would have had the ace or the queen of diamonds, they would have played it. So we'll go ahead and play another diamond to the jack, to our queen. And yes, South has another diamond. Very good. Okay, we'll go ahead and play a top diamond at this point. And how about that? It was a 4-3-3 suit. We had 4 over in the east hand, and both North, South, and our partner in West had 3. At this point, what do we want to do? We might as well cash out our heart. We can see that we could play the 13th diamond, but with this spade holding in the dummy, there's no way our partner is going to be able to uppercut or over rough what's going to be there. So we might as well go ahead and just cash out our heart before they start taking a bunch of club tricks. In fact, we're a little bit of concern with this queen third of clubs, aren't we? This might be a problem if we don't take our tricks early. So we're going to play the queen of hearts, and by golly, that suit fell 3-3 also. So both of the red suits, both the north hand dummy and the south hand, the declare, had 3-3. That's kind of unusual, but it worked very well for us. So in essence, we made 6 tricks. Let's take a look at that hand again. Going back to the bidding, it was 1 spade, pass, 2 spades, pass. Should not be a 3 spade invite bid here. Certainly North would accept with 9 points. It was egging to go on with another bid. But having 7 losers, 6 in the red suits and 1 in spades. Remember, we don't count losers for anything beyond the top 3, but we have ace, queen, 10. So we count anything that is not ace, king, queen in our suit. So there, yes, we do have a loser there as well. And on lead, the lead was an ace of hearts. Good lead. And by all means, do not play a 9 of hearts here. If you do, you're going to get the first three tricks, but the declarer is going to make a lot of tricks. Let's see what happens. Opening lead was the ace, and we'll signal with a nine. Incorrect. Let's see where this gets us. Plays the king to continue the suit based upon partner's encouraging signal, and the third heart goes to the queen. Well, we've got a problem now, don't we? We don't want to play our ace of diamonds since the king is something we'd like to trap, so we almost have to play a club suit. Win with the king in the south hand and play low. Play the ace of clubs since it's a 4-2 suit with six. They have seven. We're going to go ahead and play that again. And now we're going to go to the dummy's hand, to the jack, leaving an entry. And we'll see if they're 4-3. They cover. Yes, that's what we were hoping. All right. We'll go ahead and win it. And now we're going to go ahead and hopefully the spades are 3-2. Remember, we had 8-5-3, so we hope that they're 3-2. Everybody follows. Okay. And good. That means we can then get over to the king. And what happens here? We play the clubs, we've promoted it, and we're pitching a diamond. Okay, we'll go ahead and play a low diamond. They can win it with a 10. They can win their ace, and we win the spade in the end. So we've won 8 tricks. We've made our contract, whereas before, it was set by 1 using the proper defense. All right, so as we've learned, is that ace from ace king is a good lead. And we want to take a look at the dummy and take a look at our inferences. We can see that we have tennises over here completely, right behind the diamonds. And we hope that our partner can figure that out. When we play low, we're asking for a switch to another suit. Our partner looks at the dummy. And by the way, they know that having 7 points in their hand, and the fact that north and south are not going to game, even though that we see about 9 points over there, we know that partner over in the east hand has some value somewhere. They've got maybe 10 points. So where are they? Well, if they're in club suit, they can always get them. But the diamond suit looks like the best place to look for tricks. And that's exactly what Wes did. Okay, excellent job, defenders, and good try, declarers. In this case, the defenders use excellent attitude signals and plays to be able to capture 6 tricks. Okay, Bridge friends, I hope you enjoyed part 1 of our lesson here today. For our free Premium and Ultra members, on our next segment, we will analyze bidding and play based on our lesson, Incredible Defenders with Attitude. For our Premium and Ultra members, in our third part, we will have 3 more exciting hands and commentary. Of course, if you're not currently a member, we welcome you to regularly begin and join membership privileges for under $10 for a 3-month subscription. So don't delay. Come on down to Bridge Hands and sign up today. Okay, everyone. See you on the flip side. Bye for now.